Dr. James Malone Menzi was one of the most important archaeologists, historian of the Asian Chinese oracle bone scripts. And Dr. Menzi is also your great uncle. Please tell us about him.
I did not know him personally, as he died shortly before I was born, so I sort of feel there's a continuation of the generations. But I was very close to his son, Arthur Menzies, who's my father's cousin. As I went into the China field myself, and so we shared a real passion for things Chinese. So I heard many stories about James from his son Arthur. I was able to look at a number of the artifacts that he had brought back from China and some of his letters, and I've spent a lot of time at the Royal Ontario Museum, not just looking at the oracle bones or artifacts that they have on display, but what they have in storage, which in many ways is much more interesting because it shows that James was not collecting in order to put his hands on wonderful works of art, but he was really collecting as a scholar who was trying to find as much out as he could about ancient Chinese history from, you know, fragments of bones and fragments of pottery.
I remember you mentioned that Dr. James Menzies has a principle, no business deals.
Yes, and he absolutely believed that everything that he found should remain in China and that these were China's national treasures. He never wanted to take anything out of China, and one of the reasons his part of his collection ended up outside of China is because at the time of the Second World War, he was already, you know, back in Canada. And some people in Shandong found a box of his things and mailed them back to him. And those were subsequently donated to the Royal Ontario Museum. But he was adamant about, you know, leaving everything in China.
The Menzies family donated Dr. James Menzies' Chinese oracle bones collection to several museums. I remember last time you mentioned to me a few years ago, you participated and helped Mr. Arthur Menzies to set a scholarship at the Royal Ontario Museum.
Yes, Arthur Menzies was interested in having a living legacy at the Royal Ontario Museum. And the principles were directly in line with his father's own thinking on these issues in that the scholarship was to go to a scholar from China. It wasn't for, you know, Canadian scholars to go to China or even to examine the collection, but it was to help young scholars in China interested in working on the collection to come to Toronto and to do research on the holdings in the ROM. And so to date, there have been two different scholars who have come, a wonderful young woman named Nan Cao from Beijing, and she's particularly interested in jades. And so she came and, you know, did some work on the wonderful jades in James Menzies' collection. And we were all so impressed with her that we've invited her back. So she will actually come back, I believe, this fall. And then another young woman came from the Anyang. There's a museum in Anyang that's devoted to the history of writing, and it's linked to, you know, the museum that honors James Menzies in the hand, discusses the oracle bone discovery, you know, right there at the site. And she came, and her objective was to go through a lot of James Menzies' correspondence and to scan letters and to try and sort of organize his correspondence. So those are the two who have benefited from the scholarship to date.
And now talking about James Menzies' son, Arthur Menzies, he was born in China, and later he went back to China as the Canadian ambassador.
Yes, he did. He studied at Harvard, as did his father. And he entered the, you know, the diplomatic corps after he graduated, and he was posted many places all over the world, including Japan. He was in Vienna for the nuclear non-proliferation talks during that period. And then once it was possible to have diplomatic relations with China, he was sent to China as the ambassador and had a very honorable service there. He's greatly esteemed. I've been in the embassy. I wasn't there, of course, when he was the ambassador, but I was there later, and, you know, he's highly regarded as one of the early China hands in Canada.
Dr. James Menzies has two daughters. Actually, they all went back to China to work for a while.
Yes, they did. Marion Menzies worked for UNRWA, the UN Agency for Refugees. She did tremendous work there, and she wrote that up in her own memoir, Memoirs of a Mish Kid. And, China was, you know, very much a part of the lives of all of James's, of his three children.
Their Chinese ama even came to Canada with them when the family was temporarily back in Canada during the First World War.
Yes, she did. And she was like part of the family. I heard, you know, they visited my father's family in Western Canada. And I've seen photographs from that visit. And, you know, the ama was just one of the Menzies family and was warmly welcomed and was definitely very well integrated into their lives.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for your time, Dr. Judge.
Thank you so much for your interest and for interviewing me today.